thing. So as far as rotations go, we'll just see how things work out. Everybody's going to have an opportunity to play. I saw where some guys wrote about the linebackers. They're all going to play. And they all have a role in one phase or the other of the game, and we'll go. And the same way with the defensive line, we rotate all those guys, they play. So, again, we look forward to the challenge of playing Cleveland. We know that we're going up against a good football team and hostile territory. So we're getting ourselves ready to go. We had a good practice today. We had a good practice this week, and I think they're prepared and ready to play.
End of last season by doing a lot of that shuffling at the linebacker position. And you've done it, and you've had, even Sean did it when he was here. Can you explain to me why do it when traditionally it hasn't been done?
Well, we had success with it last year, towards the end of last year, and so the guys know their role. They can focus in on it, and they can go. They all kind of know. They're all interchangeable, which is a good thing, and they all know each other's position and have gotten reps at all the positions, so it works out well.
Is there a difficulty in making sure then you avoid illegal substitution or too many men on the field or having to burn a timeout because there's?
I think we're okay. We seem to function okay last year with that, so I think we'll be fine with it.
How about the consistency or flow of the game? Guys learn to play with one another if they keep, if it's rotating. I mean, does that take?
Yeah,
away
that doesn't them? Do it. No, it doesn't do anything. You're fine with that. They've all been in there. They've all done it, so it's good.
Your philosophy has often been let the best three guys play when it comes to linebacker, or nickel, let the best two guys. But since you're going to play maybe 5 or 6 years, is that? What is that statement then about? Is that counter to letting the best three or two play?
Well, we've done this in the past. We did it as far back as when Jim was here. We put guys in and took guys out for certain situations. And I think you see that throughout the league. You see linebackers that rotate, and I don't think it's any novelty here.
You said that DeMeco was a three-down linebacker when you originally got him. I think you said it even as recently as last month. What does this say about him?
I've been very happy with DeMeco, and I'm giving everybody an opportunity. One thing we've got is some experience with play time at positions there, and so everybody's going to have an opportunity to get in and do their thing.
Is DeMeco in the same amount of packages now as he was in the beginning of preseason?
Well, we were banged up, at the beginning, so at that position. So, yeah, he's in the same situation, yeah.
Have you seen from Michael this last week here?
Vic, Michael's done. He's done a nice job. He's come out. It doesn't look like he has any repercussions of the ribs or the hand or anything else. I mean, he's out throwing the ball and throwing it well, and worked very fast and aggressive with his receivers, trying to get his timing with them right. And looks like he's done a good job.
Andy, how much of a challenge is it to game plan for a guy like Trent Richardson when he hasn't played in the preseason? You got a ton of tape on him in college, but
I know Juan's gone back and looked at the college stuff and made sure that, he's got a good feel on what they did there. It's a little different scheme, but, he's taking a peek at it. And he's a good football player. We know that. And so we've got to be ready for him. He's very tough, and he's quick and strong and everything. So he's a good running back.
And Casey missed a lot of time with that ankle sprain. Is it that he's shown you a lot since he's come back that you want to get him on the field, that you feel like he can?
Well, we're trying to get him reps in here, yeah. And we'll just see how things go for the game. But we're trying to get him out here and practice. And he hasn't had any setbacks. You see that a lot with high ankle sprains where they tweak the thing. He's gone 3 days here without a tweak, so that's a plus.
Andy, any changes in the depth chart behind Shady?
No. So
you're the guy, your backup to Shady is Dion or Bryce?
Well, we'll see. We'll see. I can't give you guys everything. I mean, come on. Got one secret or two. Come on.
And you have 10 rookies on this roster. What's your message kind of every year, or is it different this year, leading into that first game to those young guys?
Listen, go play. I mean, really, that's it. Do your best and go play. Don't worry about anything else. And looks like they're wired that way. So, but I think we've got a good mix. Good mix of young guys and veteran players, so the veterans seem to have confidence in the young guys, and that always helps.
Fletcher's knee?
Fletcher's good, yeah.
Okay.
Fletcher's good, yeah.
Okay, thanks, guys.
All right.
All right, great stuff there from head coach Andy Reid. Again,